Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. Another day the Lord has given to us. And we are here saying to you because we know God is still God. Because our God is such a good God. He's a merciful God. He loves us. And we just want to tell you we love you. And one of the things I want to just print out to you. Love calls nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Love costs nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, tonight, I want to just take the time out for just a moment. But a lady, I believe, that's going to be on the radio next. This woman got such faith that God has given her until it moved me to the next level. All I can tell you is, because we heard her pray on the radio, we got so excited with God, she was praying nothing but the word of God.
Amen.
And God.
Hello?
Cause the atmosphere to be diluted with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God moving. And tonight is such a night. Not because I say it, because I know God's going to do something. And if you're not ready tonight, call your auntie or your uncle, because we're going to have a good time in the Holy Ghost. And I will say this to you, we got almost, let's see, we got an hour. We got 2 hours to have fun. On the radio station, calling for your prayer, calling whatever trouble. We believe in God tonight. Amen? Amen. So this is going to be an open prayer line. I want to just say to you for the 23rd number something. The Lord is my shepherd. And I'm going to let y'all figure that out. But you know what? God is so good. He's wonderful. And I want to
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And go to Sister Dr. McLeod. Tell us what God is doing.
Amen. In this hour, God is speaking to his men and women of God and giving them such prophetic words. It's just time for us to go out. And we are here and interceding for others and praying for others. God has a mighty word for the people, that people may be healed, delivered, and set free, even in this hour.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he's doing such awesome things in this hour. And so we just give God the glory for that tonight. We just feel the Holy Spirit in this place, you know, and God is doing such mighty works. We are here ready for a word of God with Minister Sir Calvin Wolf and Minister Bridges. We're here with a word from them, and I tell you, we're ready to receive.
Amen. Is Bridget there?
Yes, she's right here.
Bridget?
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh.
I want you to know that God has put you on my heart heavy. And when I called and spoke to the sister and told her, and one thing I will say to you, God has you to do some work tonight. Because God has, he says, you have power to pray for somebody that needs a healing. I've given her the right. You've been talked about. You've been pushed down.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah,
you have
to go back to say. Dr. Hannah? Can you repeat
that? Dr. Hannah?
But I will say this to you with love in my heart. See, I'm still got this new gadget here on the Blog Talk Radio. I want these two brothers that the sister made mention, but we got 2 hours to be on the radio. Let's go have some fun. Take it home, Dr. McClendon.
Dr. Hunter, we lost you there for a few minutes, and Sister Bridget didn't give a chance to hear all you were saying. Somehow your system cut off.
Well, I'm telling you, because I'm the one made the mistake. So let me tell her what God is saying, okay?
Amen.
Bridget?
Yes?
God told me to tell you, for such a time as this I have raised up. God says she's been abused, she's been accused, she hasn't bought any money, she hasn't bowed down to the enemy, and he took me to show me in Deuteronomy 8 and 22. If you not bow down before these other gods, God will honor you. And God told me to tell you and those are like you. He said the time has come for you to move your hand. Because God has put healing in your voice, put healing in your hand, put healing in your mood. It is time. And I'm telling you what thus said the Lord. Because this was for, I was going to have a regular program, but God said, no. Get it set up. Call the prophetess. Call Dr. McClendon. Tell her that she and others than with her and the rest are coming in. The time has come. It ain't no more playtime. This thing is too close. We don't have no more time to play.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, McClendon. Go ahead. What else? I got to know all of y'all name by name because y'all do what we want. We're getting ready to have a Holy Ghost time. Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we're sitting here with Sister Bridget's husband, Calvin. And he's also
hey, Calvin,
minister
how
of
you
the
doing?
Word. Yes, he's a minister of the word as well. And I tell you, they can pray the house down. They can pray the house down. I tell you, Brother Calvin Wolf and Minister Bridget, they hear from on high. I can tell you that myself. And I'll be with them a lot of times. So we're here with them. Sister Bridget is ready. She wanted to give us the word from the Lord. And Brother Calvin here, he's going to give us the word from the Lord as well. And
Let's see him first.
Okay. Yeah, we just appreciate them giving us this word. We are ready to receive. And I pray that other parts are ready.
Amen.
Dr. Hunter, God bless
yes.
you.
Yes.
God bless you, man. And we thank
God
you for the
you.
Opportunity you are giving us.
That is God. It's God working with us. God working with us.
Yes.
It's God
yes.
working with us. Let's go and knock him out.
Amen. Amen. The people right now, they will get the truth. And the
Amen.
Truth will set them free.
Amen.
And tonight we is not going to give them no inspiration. We're going to give them some information.
There you go.
Information is the one that's going to save their soul. It's time now because we need a right now word for a right now situation. And people's out there in a situation. And they need to know how to come out their situation. But the only way they're going to come out their situation, they're going to come out with the word of God.
Amen.
Not man's word, not man's philosophy, not his theologic, not his wisdom. It's going to be by the Almighty God, his word.
Amen.
Himself. And I have a word tonight I want to bless the people with. And I will be coming from Amos 8 and 11. And I pray right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy and your compassion and your grace. We thank you, Father, for our health and strength. We thank you for Brother Hunter. We thank you for Sister Dolores, my wife, Bridget Wolf, And we thank you for all the Bible believers of the world. Father, you came into the world to give revelation and knowledge to those who are lost, that they might know you and that they could put their trust in you and not in flesh, not in man. So, Father,
yes,
use me this hour to send out a word, Father, to them so they can put their faith and hope and trust in you, so they could be like a tree that planted by the rivers of water. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you have your Bibles with you, we're going to come from Amos 8 and 11. And when you get it, say amen. And
amen.
It reads like this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. They're already here. That I will send a famine on the land. That means that food going up, gas going up, everything just going up on the rise. People losing jobs, and you know we just heard the other day that they had cut off people unemployment checks. Okay, that's a famine. Not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Hallelujah. We are living in the last days. In the last days, everybody's faith is going to be tested by many trials, many adversities, many hardships. And then the one thing going to save them is going to be the word of God. The Bible said in Proverbs 17:3, he said, I'm going to test you like fire tests and purified gold. Well, God was saying he's going to test and see what's in your heart. He already knows what's in your heart, but he wants you to know what's in your heart. So you
yes.
can prepare yourself for the journey.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because the Bible says in Proverbs 14, if you fall upon the pressure, your strength is not very good. If you fall upon the pressure when you are going through your trials and tests, your adversity, your strength is not good. That means that your faith is not strong. That means that you got to get in the Word and get some faith. But if you ain't got no faith, you ain't got no power. No word, no
Amen.
Power. Amen. Faith is not trusting
Amen.
In yourself. Faith is trusting in God. Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't want you
Amen.
To trust in yourself. That's not faith. Faith is trusting in the word of God. So if you don't know the word, you ain't got no faith. You've been trusting in yourself all this time. And that's why you keep on stumbling, and that's why you keep on falling. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says in James 1:12, said, blessed is the man who endured temptation. And when he has been proved, and then he will receive his reward in the last days. Because the rain is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one who endures. Amen?
Amen.
Job had a revelation, Job 23:10. Job said, God knew every step that I make when he had tested me. But Job said, I shall come forth as gold. Because he had treasured the word in his heart more than his necessary food. While people was eating on food, we'd be eating on the word.
Amen?
Amen. The necessary things. It's going to be the word of God that saves us in the last days.
Amen.
And that's what God that's said, it. Man, still by bread alone. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Our body is not going to be able to save us in the last days. Go to Proverbs 11:28. The book of Proverbs. And when you finish, say amen. Proverbs 11:28. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He who trusts in his riches will fall.
Uh-huh.
He that trusts in his money will fall. But the righteous will flourish like footage. And the reason why the righteous are going to flourish because their faith and their trust is in God.
Amen.
It's not in their resources. It's not in their job. It's not in their employment. It's not in the government. Their faith and their trust is in God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God don't
Amen.
Want us to trust in silver and in gold.
Amen.
He wants us to put our trust in him.
Yes.
Amen? We living in these last days. And ain't nothing going to save us but God, word, himself.
Amen.
Now, look, let's go here to another scripture. 1 Timothy 6:17. Amen. Amen. I like teaching the word of God with some understanding.
Amen.
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 1 6:17. And that's what we're going to need in this word. I mean, in the last days. We're going to need the word.
Amen.
Amen. This right here is very serious.
Amen. It is.
This is serious. People playing church. Amen. But guess what? They better get serious. Amen. They labor for things that perish.
Amen.
But they better be laboring for the word of God.
Amen.
Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to be proud, nor to trust in earthly riches, but in the living God, who give us richly all things.
Amen.
Man cannot receive anything unless it comes from above.
Amen.
Amen. We can't trust in our money. We cannot trust in our job. We cannot trust in ourselves. And we sure can't put our trust in the providence or in man. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:5, he said, he that put his faith and trust in man is up under curse.
Amen.
Amen. So our faith and trust got to be in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go to Jeremiah 17:7. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jeremiah 17:7. God wants us to be rooted
Amen.
And grounded in his word in these last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jeremiah 17:7. You have it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and who hope is in the Lord. But he should be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but at least with the green, and will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor will he seek from yielding fruit, because he rooted and grounded in the word of God. When his faith has been tested by these trials and these adversities and these hardships, it will not affect him, because he is rooted and grounded in the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
It says right there, he says he will not fear when he comes. He will not fear when he's going through his trials and tests, or when his faith has been tested by many circumstances and many situations, because he is rooted and grounded. In these last days, we have to be rooted and grounded in the word. We have to be rooted and grounded in the love, because none but the pure heart will see God.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to be rooted and grounded. Faith is love. Love is faith. You can't separate the two.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Matthew 7:24. The book of Matthew 7:24. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 7:24. It reads like this. He said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I would like him to be a wise man who built his house on a rock. And when the rain came, the flood came, the wind blew, and beat on that house, it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock.
Amen.
So in the last days, when your faith has been tested by these trials, these adversities, and these tribulations, whatever you're going through, it will not affect you.
That's right.
Because guess what? Your house is built on a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ himself. But he said, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them would be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell with a great was its fall. Amen. He heard the word and did not obey it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
See, wisdom is the one that built your house. Understanding is the one that established your house.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And another thing about wisdom, we have to apply wisdom to our life. Amen. Wisdom is a principal thing. Proverbs 4:7.
Amen.
Amen. He said, wisdom is a principal thing. He said, get wisdom. But all you get some understanding. So when you get wisdom, you got to apply wisdom. Jesus said in Luke 11, hey, oh, blessed those who hear the word of God and apply it. Amen. Ain't no sense of having wisdom and if you don't apply it.
Amen.
You have to apply it to benefit from it. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, whoever look out to the person of liberty and continue in it, and do not forget what he heard, but be a doer of the word, he said, this one will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So the house got to be built on wisdom in his last day. Amen. Look at another passage.
Amen.
Job 8:13.
Amen.
Job 8:13. Book of Job. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. When you get it, say amen.
Amen.
See, the word is our life.
Amen.
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 Saw the path of all who forget God. And those in the hope of a hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off. See, his confidence is in himself. That's why it's going to be cut off. And whose trust is in his fighting will. He leaned on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. He tried everything in the world to keep his house together with his so-called knowledge to keep it together, and that's why the house is not going to. That's why it's going to fall. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 1:9, we have a sense of debt in ourselves when we trust in ourselves. But our trust should not be in ourselves. Our trust should be in the one who raised Christ from the dead. And who raised Christ from the dead? Man didn't raise him from the dead. It was God who raised him from the dead. Amen? And that's who we should put our faith in, the one who raised him from the dead. It wasn't Obama.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
It wasn't Martin Luther.
Amen.
Amen? It wasn't the other guy. It was God himself. It wasn't Mandela. I mean, we thank God for him. God used him in the time and the hour. Amen?
Yes.
But our faith and our hope got to be in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Look at another passage of scripture. Proverbs 12:7. I just pray that they get a hunger, a thirsting for the word of God, because in the last days we will need the word.
Amen.
David said, well, my mother forsaken me. My father forsaken me. Lord, you was always by my side.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need the Lord.
We need the Lord.
Amen. We can't put our trust in mother, trust in daddy. Amen. My mama fault, my daddy fault. No, it's your fault. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 12. Hallelujah. And so when we're going through these things, we're going to need the word. He said, the wicked are overthrown and no more. But the house of the righteous will stand.
Amen.
Ain't no more stand in these last days when we are born through our affliction, but the word of God. And those who have the word in their mouth.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says when the righteous cries out, right, the Lord heals them and delivers them out of all their trouble. Hallelujah. So it's going to be the word of God that's going to keep us in these last days.
Amen.
We are kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got no power, you ain't going to be kept.
Amen.
In these last days. Hallelujah. Amen. Our money ain't going to save us. Our job ain't going to save us. Our degree ain't going to save us. I don't care if you went to, what's the name of that college? Texas A&M? What's Harvard? Harvard's what?
Harvard.
Well, that name right there's going to be kind of hard for me to get it out. I didn't go to college. I went to Jesus College.
Yes.
Amen. The Holy Ghost School.
Amen.
That's where my teacher John went. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. But I thank God for his word. His word is the one going to sustain us.
Yes.
Go to Job 4:3. Book of Job.
Thank
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, somebody. Peter and John were some untrained men. Unlearned men. That means they didn't go to nobody's college.
Amen.
But God would take the foolish things and put the shame on who I.
Amen.
And I used to be a foolish man. I used to be on crack cocaine. Man didn't deliver me.
Amen.
It was Jesus.
Amen.
I didn't have to go to no rehabilitation center. I went to Jesus. Hallelujah. When I was on crack, I went to Jesus. When I was shooting drugs, I went to Jesus. When I was taking values, I went to Jesus. When I was taking Quaaludes, I went to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he delivered me.
Amen.
And I've been delivered going on 25 years.
Amen.
Praise God. Religion didn't deliver me. Because religion don't know Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Surely you have instructed me. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have upheld him who was stumbling. And I was stumbling. And I caught a hold to the word. And you have strengthened the feeble. So it's going to be the word that will strengthen us in these last days.
Amen.
And we are definitely living in the last days.
Amen.
And I encourage my people to get in God's word. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 55 and 1. You don't need nobody. All you need is Jesus. Hallelujah. We are laboring for the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:1. Everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Just come by wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread? And you're waiting for what does not satisfy. This is capital me. Eat what is good. And let your soul delight in nothing but. What is good for your soul?
Word of God.
It's going to be the word of God that is good for your soul.
Amen.
The Bible says in John 6:27, don't labor for food that perish.
Amen.
But labor for food that's going to give you internal life.
Amen.
Now what's going to give you internal life?
The word of God.
It's going to be the word of God.
Amen.
God was telling the people all the time. Matthew 6:19. Hallelujah. I'm almost there. I want your belly to be full tonight.
Hey,
glory. Hallelujah. Eat something that's good for your soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. But where your heart is, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Don't labor for food that perish. That's what Jesus told him in John 6:27. He said, don't labor for food that perish. Labor for food that's going to give you eternal life.
Amen.
And ain't nothing going to give you eternal life in the last days, but it's going to be God's word.
Amen.
We are kept by the word of God.
Amen.
Man should not live by bread alone, but man should live by every word that proceeds out of the heart. John 6:27 and 26, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, you saw the sign, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. You not labor for food which perish, but food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We live by the word of God. We feed on God's word. And that's what we're going to need in these last days.
Amen.
People out here working, trying to get stuff. You ain't bring nothing to the world, and you ain't going to take nothing out with you. Amen? What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul?
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen? We need to be labeled for this word.
Amen.
You came here empty-handed, and you're going to leave out empty-handed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look what Martha and Mary did in Luke 10:38. Look what Jesus told them. Go to the book of Luke. Hallelujah. 10:38. Look what Jesus
said. Amen.
Nine happened as they went. They went to a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard what? His word. Whose word did he hear?
His word.
And hallelujah. He didn't say Moses.
Yes.
His word. But Martha was distracted with much service. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? See, she was trying to do it by works. Hallelujah. That's what tell her to help me. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled by many things. Jesus wants us to be free from the cares of this life.
Amen.
The Bible says in Luke 18:8, he said, when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find with faith here on earth without the cares of this world? He wants you to take care of his business. He said, when I come back, will I find you taking care of my business or will I find you taking care of your business? Hallelujah. 42, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus said, I'm not going to tell her to come over there and help you serve.
Hallelujah.
She has found the good part. She found my word. Mary said, I'm not going to labor for food that perish, but I'm going to labor for food that's going to give me eternal life. So what's going to give us eternal life in these last days? Saints, it's going to be God's word. Real life. Come by feeding on every word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you out there right now if you heard the word tonight. I pray that you got a hunger in your heart for the word as you meditate on the word. I hope that you just meditate. Just eat it. Eat the word. It's your life. You were created from this word. And whatever you was created from, that's what you got to live on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So if anybody out there don't, as a Lord and Savior, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, blessed are those who come to the Lord and let the Lord help them.
Yes.
Now, if you have not known the Lord as your Savior today, God said he got plans for you in Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I have good thoughts for you.
Yes.
They thought of hope and not of disaster, not evil. He got good hope for you. He said, but when you call upon his name and when you seek him and when you search for him, he will be found by you. Amen?
Yeah.
So I pray the Lord where he might be found.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 We thank God.
I want to thank God for that brother who came on with the word of God. I obeyed God. I want to hear the next sister, who's the next brother you had. What's the name?
Evangelist Ellen. He's not with us tonight. We just have brother Kevin Wolf and sister Bridget tonight. He wasn't able to be with us tonight.
Okay. Well, put the next brother on. He got a word because after that, The roof is getting ready to cave in.
Amen.
Go ahead, pull him down. It's time to pull him down. Put him on.
Praise the Lord. He's not with us tonight. It was just Brother Calvin Wolf here tonight with us. Brother Kevin wasn't able to be with us tonight. And so I just have Brother Calvin Wolf and his wife, Sister Bridget Wolf, with us tonight. And they're bringing us the messages on high tonight.
Well, I think we do. The lines are lit up, and I want to take this opportunity to those that are on the line. Tonight is prayer night.
Amen.
We're asking God for a great, 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 great adventure of the Holy Spirit moving upon us, through us, and by us. Jesus said, he said, he has already sent us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the atrium, it's up to us who believe it. And those of us who out there have been attacked by the enemy, I'm here to tell you the hour has come for us to go and let the devil know he's a liar from the beginning, he's a liar in the end. He has no place in God. Jesus said the word of God that comes out is what we live by. We live by God's word, not man's word. And I will say tonight to those who are listening, the hour has come for us to take our faith walk and put our faith walking shoes on, our faith walking speaking, our faith walking movement. It's time to see God move where he wants to move us to. I'm not looking back. I'm looking up, up and above, because he said, look unto the hills from whence coming my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth, and that's who I'm looking unto. I want somebody out there, somebody tonight to know that our God. I don't care if you're in Africa. I don't care if you're in Russia. I don't care if you're in Afghanistan. This radio reaches you because God's word is sure. God's word is true. God say, ho, he that thirsts, let him come and drink of the water that's given freely. He has the Holy Spirit given to us freely. The time has come for us to drink clear water, not dirty water, clear water. And I want to let you know, somebody on this prayer line, I'm going to let it over. If somebody got a request, somebody a statement, open it up, and we're going to come back to you. God bless you. Whoever's on the phone line, come on. Amen. Bridget?
Hallelujah. Well, hello there, Dr. Hunter and Sister Monica Hanchett.
Hey, how you doing? Amen, amen.
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I was waiting for a word and everything to get uplifted and all. Pretty much I like to listen in on Monday and Tuesday nights and stretch my voice on Wednesday nights. Needing a little prayer for more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding with the Holy Bible, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And so what is your prayer request? What is your prayer request?
More wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Holy Bible.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. See, is anybody else want that? More wisdom, more knowledge, understanding. Is there anybody else out there? Well, there are about two or three people. Go ahead. Amen. Somebody else? Go ahead. What I want to tell you today, there's a lady named Hazel. By me being an obedient today, when God told me something, I'm going to tell you how fast God moved. I'm at Tier Memorial Hospital here in Houston, Texas, at 2455 Moosard. The Holy Spirit got me there this morning to do a test. I had my body checked out. I stopped at the chapel. I prayed. And I prayed. I stayed there. God says, I got something for you to do. I said, okay, Lord. And from there, I went to where I was supposed to go. And then I went. God said, well, get you some lunch and come back. I did that. And God had me to sit at the door and wait for this lady. She's a chaplain for Moosard of the whole thing in Houston, Texas. And God say, I got a word to give to her. And I went and gave her what the word of God told her. And she confirmed what I was saying, what God was doing for her. And so God moved me. He said, now the time has come to call Bridget. Because nobody believes in Bridget. Everybody done put Bridget down. Everybody done call her this and that. But God said, she is like Esther. She is like Ruth. She is like a woman who will stand firm. She's a woman who will stand by her man. And God says that's the kind of woman we need today for men today. And man who married to this woman, you are a man of God. And God's going to bless you tonight be abundantly because I'm obeying God. I'm not here for nobody but God because what God has done. And I called a prayer partner of mine and told her what God did. And wow, I said, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Wisdom.
Wow.
And knowledge of God is praying for. Somebody text me. See, I'm like this. The more I get into God, the more God gets into me.
Amen.
And you know what? God is not going to lie. He's not going to lie for us. He's going to not lie through us. What God wants us to do is to believe. So tonight,
amen.
Bridget, you have the prayer line. Go for it. Go for it. Are you there?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this woman has come to you tonight, Lord God, and you said that our prayer request be made known to you, Father God. You said, because when the righteous cries out, the Lord hears and delivers them from all their fears and trouble in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Father, she came, she asked for the principal thing. She asked for wisdom.
Hallelujah.
She didn't ask you for money. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
And she didn't ask you for silver, gold. She didn't ask you for things. And she didn't ask you for a house. But Lord, she asked you for wisdom and understanding. Father, I pray that you would grant her request, her petition, Lord God, because she asked you for you.
Yes.
Lord, she asked for the heart of God, as David had your heart, Lord God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give her the heart of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you open up the windows of heaven and that you anoint her eyes, that you anoint her ears, and that you anoint her heart with the wisdom of God. Father, pour out on her tonight like never before in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, show yourself
yes.
strong and mighty in her life, Father God. I pray that you give her wisdom for her family.
Yes.
I pray that you give her wisdom for her business. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for who you are and who you came to be in our lives and through our lives. Father, move by your spirit tonight.
Hallelujah.
Move by your spirit tonight, Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you give her knowledge. Fill her lips with your knowledge, Lord God, that she may speak a word to the people that don't know you in the point of their sin, that they may turn from their iniquity and be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, surely it's by your that we will live and move and have our being in the name of Jesus. Father, honor her word, Father, as you did Solomon. He asked you, Lord God, to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And that's our heart tonight, Lord God, that you will give all your people wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. Leave nobody out, Lord God, that desires the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God. Fill our life with good things, Lord God. Your wisdom is good for our soul. Your truth, Lord God, is what we live by. Oh, Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, Lord God, is due to your name. Be exalted tonight, Lord God. Rise up and shine. Oh, for the glory of the Lord has risen up on you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing, Lord God, remove every burden and strife of your people's life tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. We speak peace. We speak healing and deliverance in this place, Lord God. Father, let your presence be made known in this place tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We welcome you. We say, come in, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There's nobody like you. There's no one like you, Lord God, in the heavens nor in the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, breathe upon us the breath of life of your spirit. Move by your spirit tonight, Lord God. Fill the lives of the hearts and the minds of the people that hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Because you said in your word that they that hunger and thirst for your righteousness shall be filled. Fill every life. Fill every vessel, Lord God. Rain down tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Back us up by your heavens, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your angels go forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Proclaim your word in this place tonight, Lord God. Anoint the words tonight, Lord God, that they may follow the ground of the hearts of the minds of the people, Lord God, that they may hear your word and live by faith, that they may produce a delicious fruit for your kingdom in these last days in the name of Jesus. Father, here we are. Here we are as your willing servants, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. We honor ourselves before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're choosing us, that you handpicked us, Lord God, before the foundation of the world. Lord, you knew us before we knew ourselves. You knew us when we was in our mother's womb. Now, Lord, here we are. Have your way, Lord God. Thank you for
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your wisdom is Hallelujah. Your wisdom is given to all of us, and we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we receive. We receive your word. We receive your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is there any more prayer requests?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, tonight is a night that I just bow it down for you.
Yes, Father.
And I say, Yaha, 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 Yaha. You're the one and true and only God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun.
Yes.
You're still God.
Yes.
Before the fountains even prayed, before the rivers were running with water, before you spoke it into existence, you were still God. And Father, here we are, created of flesh, born out of the earth, sealed by your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, tonight is the night to thank you. There are some of us who came in, we came in by the seed, because our parents sinned, we had it, but you sent your Son, Jesus, to set us set the captive free. And it's because of the price that Jesus paid. He paid the price. The Bible declares he sent his only beloved Son who gave his life for us that we might have the right to be eternal life, to be in God, and to sit in special places with him. And tonight we say thank you. Moreover, we call upon you tonight because we know that you're still God. And you're calling on those walking by faith and not by sight. Those who are hearing the echoes of heaven saying, preach the word, preach the word, preach the word. You're sending out those vibes. And we just declare tonight and decree tonight that God, we love you. And we declare, Father, we speak the fivefold ministry into full knowledge. We speak it. Those who are involved, reach out and touch the hand of God. Thank you, Father. And we break the power of the enemy, and we just go to Matthew's, and we see three places where Satan lied. He lied. He lied. Jesus said, man to live by the word of God. And Father, it's because of the word that Jesus Christ spoke. Hallelujah. I love you for it, Jesus. Because you came and you gave your life for us. You died on ignominious death. You suffered on the cross. You were whipped. You were lied. You were spit on. But you kept the promise to the Father. He said in the word in Psalm 22, prepare me a body, and I will go down and I will labor with those brethren. They will become my brethren. I will become just like them. All glory to your name, Holy Father. It's because you sent Jesus. In the name of Jesus, who died, but he rose from the dead. And he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And Father, because he's given it, Jesus said, I give you, I give you, I give you, I give you on the radio, I give it to you. Those who listen, I give you resurrected power. I give you creative power. I give you knowledge power. I give you wisdom power. Because God says he's releasing it right now. He's releasing it right now to all of us that can believe. And I will say this tonight, because the power of God is awesome. God so loved. And it's not time to take a back row seat. It's time to set up. As I say, man, I pray, Father, I don't want to be a part of the fight. I want to be in the fight. I want to fight the good fight of faith and say to the devil, you lost it. You lost it. you lost it. I want to speak to those who have bad odds. Hearts are healed. I want to speak to the seven parts of the body. Every part of the body, long, heart, intestines, all parts of the body, healing in the name of Jesus. 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 All types of cancer. Healing in the name of Jesus. Destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Destroyed by the blood of Jesus. All kind of sickness. But Jesus, you said all sickness and disease have been destroyed by you. And for this we say hallelujah. 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 We speak to someone. We speak it. We speak it right now. We speak it. We speak it. We speak it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's getting healed right now. Somebody's getting healed right now. Somebody's getting healed right now. Because God has said it. We believe it. We know it's done. You are getting healed right now. Somebody's getting healed right now. Hallelujah. For the three layers of tissue that you have, she called us Sandiri and Diriyo. Hey, the Holy Spirit is moving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And Father, right there in Houston, Texas, let there be a bucket of Holy Ghost fell out over that city. Right now, I feel it just falling over that city. And just, ooh, shande. Ooh, ya did it with your Sunday. Move, Holy Father. Move, Holy Father. Use us. Use us. We're your sons and daughters. Use us individually and collectively. Use us. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Those who believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, we receive everything that you have for us, God. We receive it, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. You said here, Father, by your stripes we were healed, Father God. We receive healing for our minds, our body, and our souls right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, we thank you right now, Father God, for ordering our steps right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for a new mindset right now, God. We thank you for renewing our minds right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for transforming us, God. We thank you for making us open, God. We thank you for making us new, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, we thank you for Christ-like minds right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just bless your holy name, Father God. God, everything, God, that you have given us, God, on this line tonight, God, we receive it. We receive it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you right now, God, you say, Father God, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Oh, y'all, I think she said the food already as well.
In the name of Jesus, God, I release strength on this line tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, encourage your people, God, strengthen them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said those, Father God, who endure to the end shall be saved, God. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end, God. So I pray for endurance tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, endow your people, God, with a fresh wind, a fresh fire, a fresh anointing, God. Let it fall fresh upon your people right now, God. God, newfound strength right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Newfound energy right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, give hope right now, Father God, to those hopeless situations, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Reassure tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, reestablish tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We worship you, God. We adore you, God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. For your word is true, Father God. And we stand on your word, Father God. We decree your word. We declare your word, Father God. And God, you told us wherever we decree your word, you shall establish it, Father God. And God, we thank you that you've established it throughout the earth in the name of Jesus. You said, let your will be done in heaven as it is in earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. And Father God, we pull down heaven tonight, God. You have given us the keys, God, to loose and to bind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, so God, we just thank you. for the power and authority, God, that you have given each and every one of us, Father God, to deliver. Father God, that you have given us throughout the earth, God, throughout this land, God. God, let us
pray. Yeah, you want to pray right quick on the radio.
To do, Father God. To do the land, Father God.
Yeah.
And God, tonight,
yeah.
Father God, we the land, God. We take over tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. That the kingdom of God, so we got balance, get back by force, God. And God, I thank you right now, Father God, that we don't have a mind of a spirit of fear, God, but of a mind of power and a sound mind, Father God, because you gave that to us, God. And God, you said no weapons formed against us shall prosper in every tongue that God against us, Father God. Father God, you have already condemned. You said that was in our inheritance, Father God. And Father God, we stand on it, Father God. We stand on your word, God. And God, you gave us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and all our enemies, God. You said nothing shall harm us, Father God. So, Father God, let us, Father God, put on our whole armor, Father God, that we may, Father God, withstand, Father God, the devices of the enemy, Father God, because you have placed everything under your feet. You have already defeated the enemy, Father God. And Father God, you said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, Father God. Let us stand in the authority and the might, Father God, that you have given us, that you have placed in us, God. God, I just thank you for renewing minds tonight, Father God, to do the greater work that you have called us to do, God. Father God, let us not be slothful about your business, but God, let us be firm about it, Father God. You said, the such your firm prayers of the righteous avail as much, Father God. God, find us righteous in your eyesight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us do what's pleasing in your eyesight, Father God. Continue to teach us your ways, Father God. Continue, Father God, to lead and guide us to instruct us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we may do what's pleasing in your sight, God. You said, forbid my soul be lost, God. God, let us learn how to tarry. God, we don't want to tarry anymore, God. But let us learn how to tarry, God, with your people, God. You sent your son to save the world and not to condemn it, Father God. So, Father God, let us be about your business. Soul saving, God. That's your business, God. That's what you called us to do, God. And God, Father God, we just thank you for the greater works, Father God. You said signs and wonders will follow those who believe. We're believers on this phone tonight, God. God, we thank you for the miracles, God, that will take place, God. Hallelujah, God. In people's lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your divine touch. We thank you for healing, God. The things that, Father God, the doctors have given up on, said it was impossible, God. But God, all things are possible to those who believe, Father God. What's impossible for man is possible for you, Father God. And we send forth your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just like the faith that you told the superior man, I've never seen such great a faith, God. God, burn us like that, God. Say that about us, God, that you never see such greater faith, God. And God, I pray tonight, God, that each and every one, Father God, that will hear this prayer, God, that that faith will increase to a greater level of faith, God. You see, that you have given each and every one of us a measure of faith, God, and it's up to us, God, to increase in that faith, God. And God, we just thank you because you said, without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. And you are rewarded of those who diligently seek you. First, we must believe that you are God. Then you are rewarded of those who diligently seek you, Father God. Let us seek you, Father God, because you said it would come a time that we will seek you and you will be nowhere to be found. Father God, don't let us be that one, Father God. It will be seeking you, Father God, that don't know you, God. But God, let us seek you diligently. Let us seek you like never before, God. And we thank you for pouring out your spirit, Father God, upon us tonight, God. You said, arise and shine, for the spirit of the Lord has come, for the light has come, and the spirit of the Lord is upon us, God. God, let us rise. Let us rise. Let us shine, God. Father God, you said you will take us from glory to glory, to glory, to glory. Illuminate us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said, let your light so shine so bright that men will see your good works, that the Father may be glorified, God. God, you call us children of the light, God. And Father God, let us go, God, out there in the world, God, and bring those out of the dark in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you for doing it. I do pray and declare this prayer to be so. I seal it in the blood of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for manifesting it now. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Dayton. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Dr. Hunter?
All right. Thank go ahead. It's prayer time.
Oh, it's prayer time. Okay, I'm not going to say too much.
Okay. You try to be mixed with us. Come on.
Thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father, right now. Father, I thank you for the obedience, Father God. This was unexpected. Father, I thank you, Father God, that in these last days that you will pour all your spirit upon all the flesh, Father God. Father, I thank you that you will pour your spirit, Father God, on the truth cells. Father God, the ones going to stand up and speak to the truth, Father God, and stand on the truth, Father God, and experience, Father God, the truth. And I thank that they will spirit their testimonies, Father God, to save these people, Father, the simple-minded. So I just thank you right now, Father God, for the things you've done in my life. And I thank you that you're changing and you can continue, Father God, to pour into my spirit, Father God, and I die to my flesh daily. And I think that I am 1 Peter 4, Father. And I thank you right now. I think that I have agape love for people. And I think that the love will deliver, Father God, those who are needing it. And those who are needed here tonight on this radio. But I thank you right now that the deliverance will come right now, Father God, through love. Your only commandment, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Continue. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Continue, Dayton. God's moving through you, Dayton. Let it move. Continue to pray.
Oh, now, Dr. Hunter, I would only just do and hear what my spirit tells me to do. I can't continue to pray. Yes, I already told me to pray, so I just got to just be honest with you. You know,
okay.
Understand his prayer, but.
We love you and we thank you, brother. Amen.
All right, God, I love you too, and I thank you. Just call me anytime.
Just stay on the line and pray with us and believe with us, okay?
Okay, I do.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's Sister 8449. You got your prayer going, I believe. Talk to us in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you have done. And then, Father, we ask for the ones up there in Hempstead who are on the line with us to come in as our prayer because the time has come to fire. As we say in the country, we're stoking it up. We're raising the fire. Dr. McClendon, you there in Hempstead, take over the prayer and go forward in the name of Jesus. Are you there?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us together in unity, your people, dear Lord God. Lord, we bless your name, Jesus, Lord. And we ask that whatever you're doing, dear Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of it, Father. Father, we pray asking that you strengthen us, dear Lord God, as we go forth with your word, Father. Father, we bless your name, Jesus, and we thank you, dear Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Hunter, dear Lord God, for your placement within his heart to have this radio station and to have us on. Lord, we know that you join us together, dear Lord God, for such a time as this, that the truth may go out, dear Lord God, that people may be healed, delivered, and set free. Father, and we give you all the glory and all the praise right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the living God.
Yes, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Mm, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As, amen. Praise the living God. Praise the living God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is to be praised, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Feel that I've tried to make anybody pray, forgive me, because I desire that men will always call upon the name of Yeshua. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you.
Amen.
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 There'll be any others out there besides the ones that have already given prayer. If there'll be any prayer requests or anyone else that would like to pray, we want to give them an opportunity as well. And if there'll be anyone else, let's give someone else an opportunity to call in for prayer requests or to pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I love you. I praise you.
Hallelujah.
I adore. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the reigning of the Holy Spirit in my life. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for your presence. Holy presence, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Mike. Yes, God. We pray with you, sister. We feel your pain. We feel your pain. We pray with you. We pray for you. Bless God. We pray that God, just whatever your needs are, we pray that they be met.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that they be met. Your needs be truly met. We pray that, God, enter in.
Mercy.
As we go forth and your needs are met, we can hear your cry.
Yes.
Now, Bridget has a word for us tonight. If those who are listening, Sister Bridget want to give us a word from on high, and we're ready to receive that word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Everybody. Let everything that happened, bro.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are and who you are.
Yes,
we just come on the last step before the mighty hand of God.
Yes,
Lord, we come and sit at your feet to hear your words, your eternal words, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, God, to hear your words of life in this place of yours. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for everything.
Hallelujah.
You said in everything, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Who made heaven and earth.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As Father, I pray as you speak to us, Lord God, that you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we will be distraction and every hindrance spirit will try to stop us from walking and going up to the high place to speak your word, to declare your word on high in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Father, your word says, in your word, Lord God, according to Psalms 85 and 10 and 11, mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway. So tonight, Father, we pray that you will be glorified in our life and through our life and before our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I decrease that you may increase. Hide me, Lord God, in your glory. Hide your people, Lord God, that send your word in your glory where they can hear a word, Father God, from on high.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Speak it to our hearts. Speak it to our spirit, man, Lord God. Fill our life with good things, Lord God. For your word is true. It is good for our soul. And we come to eat and partake of your goodness, Lord God, tonight. You say you will break bread with us, Lord God, and we will seek you with all our heart. Lord, we come to seek you with our heart tonight. Word from on high. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bless you for it, Father God. For the food that you've given us for our spiritual bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
On last Friday night, the Lord had me to talk about Solomon briefly, what David, when he began to leave his throne, he asked the Lord for a request that his son David would take his place and that he would sit on the throne and that the Lord would give his son Babel with him. And Solomon, he asked the Lord a request.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Philippians 4 and 13, Philippians tell us that we're supposed to ask the Lord for a request. When we need something from the Lord, we must go to him to request these things because our help comes from the Lord. Our word comes from the Lord. It's not our word, but it's his word.
Amen.
So our word that he gives us is from him. Amen? And it says over here, I'm just going to briefly kind of go over some things that the Lord gave me on last Friday, and then just briefly let you know we're going to pick up what we left off on last week. It's 2 Chronicles 1 and 7. And the lady of God, the woman of God that came on the air a while back, she asked us to pray for her for wisdom. She hit it right on the nail. She didn't ask the Lord for anything but wisdom. And this is what Solomon did. It said, on that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what shall I give you? That's 2 Chronicles 1 and 7. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great mercy to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over people like the dust of the earth and multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may know, that I may go out and come in before this people.
Yes.
For who can judge this great people of yours? Therefore, on the last day, we're going to need the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We're going to need his truth.
Yes.
So we'll be able to go out into green pastures where we may feed on his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't enter into his path of righteousness without truth. Jesus said he is the gatekeeper. He's the door.
That's right.
And we must have his truth in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And we must have his truth in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Truth has to be in two places in your life. It has to be in your heart, and it has to be in your mouth.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. And he said right here, he said, then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart. See, it has to be in your heart.
Amen.
And you have not asked for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people on whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. I say to you tonight, those of you who are in Christ and Christ is in you, the Lord is saying wisdom and knowledge is granted to you.
Amen.
But you have to receive it by faith.
Amen.
And he said, I will give you riches and wealth and honor. Now, wisdom and knowledge, what it do for you, it'll produce riches and wealth and honor when you seek her.
Amen.
You got to seek her first.
Yes.
He didn't tell us to go seek a car. He didn't tell us to go seek a house.
Yes.
When we come to Christ, we come to seek him first.
That's right.
And I want to turn to John 1. Praise to Jesus. John 1 and 1. I want to go to John 1 and 1. Say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, whatever you're trying to do in life, you're going to have the Word.
Amen.
You're going to have the Word of God with you.
Yes.
Whatever you're trying to do in life, you're going to have the Word of God with you.
Amen.
Without the Word, ain't nothing going to be made for you.
Right.
You're going to have wisdom. And you're going to have knowledge how to operate in the wisdom of God. Amen? And the Bible says over here, John 1 and 30, John 1 and 38, this is when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. And John's disciples, number 37, says the two disciples heard John speak, and they followed Jesus. So when people hear God's truth, when they hear God's wisdom, they will follow Jesus. The reason why a lot of people are not following Jesus is because they're not hearing truth.
That's right.
Truth got to be preached on the housetop, in the valley. The truth has to be preached.
That's right.
It says the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Right.
But how can they hear without a preacher? Hey, preacher, we got to preach truth. Because God, it's called us to declare his truth in earth. Without truth, the people will not be able to hear when the Lord speaks to them. They won't know the way to go. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus said, Jesus turned, seeing their father, said to them, what do you see? Listen here. They weren't seeking no car. They were finding Jesus. That's the truth there. He said they were following Jesus. And as we follow Jesus, he turned around, he said, and they said, him, Rabbi, which is the same translator teacher, where are you standing? He said, just come and see. Come. Come unto the Lord, all you women and cattle ladies, and have a birth. He said he will give you rest for your soul. It's just the word of God will give your soul rest when you seek him. And there's a lot of things that's going on in the lives and the hearts and the minds of people today in the earth because they looking and trying to find peace in the wrong place. But God said, come to him and he will give you true peace.
True
peace. I didn't say false peace, I said true peace. The world will give you a false sense of peace, but at the end of it's death. There's no life in the world, in the things of the world, but and the lust of the eyes and the pride of the life. There's no life in that. That's just things of the world.
Right. And
it's not from God. The Bible said the wisdom from this world is not from him. It's demonic. So therefore, we got to keep our eyes on truth. And truth is Jesus. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I'm prepared to come down. Hallelujah. He said he's the bread to come down from heaven.
Right.
And he said, you eat this bread, you will never hunger. If you drink this bread, if you drink this wine, you'll never thirst. So if he said you feed on him, he said you will have life and have more abundantly in Jesus' name. Today I was, last night I was sleeping, and I couldn't sleep, and I got up, and I began to pray, and I began to talk to the Lord because that was my time when I would be able to just stretch out before God and this morning when I kind of got up this morning and I got up kind of early to get my baby off to school and I found out that I couldn't go back to sleep. It was just something different about today. And I just was praying. I said, Lord, I ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for today because in the beginning of the morning, it's early when we're supposed to seek the Lord. And when we seek the Lord, he said he will be found. And so we find this through his word. And I love to start out by praying because that's my communion with him. And so when I talk to him, he began to direct my steps from where I need to go in his word and what I should do. So therefore, I had my phone turned off. I didn't turn the phone on today. I turned it off. To God be the glory. And I began to start decreeing, declaring God's word on my house and my family and coming upon us and people that bear the name of the Lord and their vessels of the body of believer Christ. Because God has given me this charge to do, and I tell you, it's a work, but it's a work unto God because the work is not for man, but it's for God. And therefore, I began to speak to the Lord and begin to declare his word. And then this afternoon, the Lord came over to the house this evening, and she came in. She said, woman of God, she said, I don't know what you're doing. She said, but if God got a word for you. She said, Dr. Hunt called me, told me to tell you that is there any way that you can get on the air tonight and speak to the people of God because they need a word. They need to hear a word. And then, you know, these last days, we need to hear a word from the Lord and nothing else and nobody else but God. And so I was sitting here and I'm the type, I get excited when God calls on my life. I get joy. And I say, Lord, have mercy because these people are grateful for me. But, Lord, you're a true and living God. And I said, Lord, whatever you ask me to do, if you tell me to stop doing what I'm doing, to come before you, to speak to your people, here I am. I'm making myself available. And I told her, I said, whatever the Lord say, I'll do it. And I said, honey, I said, did you hear that? He said, yeah, I heard. And I said, well, we got to go. To God be the glory. I thank God for my husband because, you know, he loves the word of God. When you talk about the word, oh, he's not getting no bite. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. And so what happened was, she said, I'll be back a little bit more anxious. I got to set up. She said, well, you don't mind if we set up in your house? I said, come on, set up in the house. I said, because God, this is his house. He put this house, he built it up debt-free. We just moved in on December the 19th. And it's debt-free. I don't know, man, anything but love. And I praise God for that. Because I knew that when he told me, he said, when I give you this house, it's going to be used for ministry. He didn't tell me how he was going to do it. He didn't tell me. He didn't give me no kind of clue how he was going to do it. He just said it's going to be used for the ministry. And I tell you, God is so good. And I tell you, I just thank God for who he is and what he's doing in our life. And so I began to look at the scripture when she left, and I said, Lord, what do you have to say to the people tonight? And as Sister, the Lord was speaking to me, and I happened to open my Bible, and it came to Proverbs 13 and 15. Go to your Bible. If you have one, read the scripture so you'll see what the Lord is saying. Because when you read the scripture, it clears your eye gate. So you'll be able to enter in. You'll be able to see for yourself and know for yourself. Don't let nobody just tell you know anything. Go investigate the land.
Yes.
That's what he took all day. Go investigate. We have to investigate and see if it's true or not. Because too much lies going forth in the ears of the people, causing the ears to be dull, so when faith comes, they don't hear nothing. But we know that the Bible says, Isaiah 54, he said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. He has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. See, when you hear faith, it will open up your ears, and darkness got to leave. Because when light comes in, darkness got to flee. Amen. Amen. It's a good understanding of any faith. And I thought about that as she was talking to me by Dr. Hunt. Told me to get on the air tonight. And the Lord was talking to me. He said, good understanding, gain favor.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I thank you. Because I know it's not me, but it's him. I give God all the glory and all the praise. Because it's God that opened doors, and it's God that closed doors. And I know when God opens the door, can't no man shut. Amen? Amen. It's a good understanding, gain favor. When favor comes, it's not on your merit. It's what God done for you,
amen,
and doing for you,
amen,
and through you, amen?
Amen?
So can't nobody take the credit for that but God. I can't even take the credit for it. It all belongs to God, amen? It's a good understanding, gain favor. But the way of the unfaithful heart, thank you, Jesus. And every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool may open his body. Praise you, Jesus. So let's go to Proverbs 13 and 9. Proverbs 13 and 9 says, the life of the righteous rejoices. When the word is preached, the righteous are going to rejoice.
Amen.
Because they rejoice in what's true. Jesus said, I get great joy when my children know the truth.
Amen.
And when truth comes, it causes our hearts to leap up for joy.
Yes.
It causes us to rejoice in the Lord. And that's why a lot of times people are sick in their body because they have no joy in themselves.
Yes.
They have no light in themselves. They have no truth in themselves. They have some truth, but they don't have our truth. And so, therefore, when faith is preached, truth comes in and removes doubt and unbelief so the people can rejoice in their God. Amen? And that's what we're here tonight. It's a rejoice in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It says the light is God's knowledge, and the righteous rejoice in the knowledge of him. Let's go to Ephesians 1 and 17 and see what that light is. Some of you probably haven't ever heard notes on how to get to your Bible. That's okay. I kind of talk kind of fast, but I ask God to help me to be patient and to take my time because I understand everybody on the app don't know how to turn to Ephesians real quick. So, but Ephesians is in the New Testament, and it's right behind Galatians. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 1 and 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him. See, when wisdom comes, it's going to give you some revelation knowledge of him. It didn't say Egypt. It didn't say flesh. It didn't say man. It say him. Who is him? Jesus. He said that the eyes of your understanding have been enlightened. Because when knowledge comes, it's going to give you some understanding. It's going to enlighten you.
Amen.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen?
Amen?
So tonight we're going to be talking about the light to bring revelation to the Gentile and the glory of your people of Israel. We're going to be talking about understanding. Because understanding, the Bible says, Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes.
But I don't get some understanding of what wisdom, what God's truth is saying. Amen?
Yes.
There's too many people trying to use the word, and they have no understanding what God's word is saying.
Amen.
And that's what's missing in some of the churches. I'm not all the churches, but some of the churches.
Amen.
It's missing understanding.
Yes.
Understanding is a gap. It's a go-between.
Yes.
Because when you got understanding, thieves can't steal and rob and plunder you. Jesus said, I come to give you life more abundantly. He said, but the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, he come to give you life more abundantly. What is that abundance? Peace. And where peace at, you're going to have some strength.
Yes.
Strength to subdue the enemy upon your feet. That's what David said. Over there, second. Well, let me not go too fast because I got to slow it down now. When you get to Florida, I have to think about it. I got somebody listening. And they need to hear and follow. I don't want to leave you. I don't want to leave nobody behind.
Amen.
Because God has called me for a time such as this to speak his word, and he's given me a free reign to minister to his people. And I praise God for that because I've been in so many places where they open the door and say, Connie, we're glad to see you, and we're glad to see you go. Because I declare truth. I can't change what God has created, what he's planted in my heart. He is stepping his word in my heart, and I give him all the glory because it's all about him. And so if you don't want truth, then you're not going to receive truth. So that's why we come to receive God's truth tonight, because truth is the one that makes us free, free from bondage, free from religion, because God don't want us in religion. He wants us in his kingdom. Amen? And you can't serve two masters. You can't be in religion, and you can't be in the kingdom of God at the same time, in the same place. Amen. You're either going to serve one or the other. We come to serve the master tonight, and his name is Jesus. And we serve him with truth. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 12:23. Let's go there. Proverbs 12:23. For the sake of time, Proverbs 12:23. It's that a prudent man conceal knowledge. If you have knowledge, you'll conceal it in your heart. Because God said he wanted it in your heart. Amen? Proverbs 12:24. Let's see what it says. The hand of the diligent will rule. In these last days, those that are diligent in the word, they're going to rule and reign as king and priest in the earth. Amen? The Bible says they will lack no good thing in the land. Why? Because their heart is diligent. They seek after the Lord's truth, and truth prevails in their life. Amen? Hallelujah. For truth is their witness that they are who they say they are in Christ, and Christ is who he say he is in them. Amen? Because when truth is in your heart, and you find the truth, then it will be in your heart. Amen? It will be standing for you. And the devil will even know that you're standing in truth and righteousness. Amen? Amen. Say the hand of the diligent will rule. Amen. Proverbs 12:2. Let's go and see what it says. We're going somewhere with this tonight. A good man obtained favor from the Lord. When I heard Dr. Hunter told Sister Thomas, I said, Lord, what's going on? Listen, he preaches about himself, but he uses me to tell a servant to tell what he's doing. But some favor's in the house tonight.
Amen.
I don't know what speaking to over the highway, but I want to let you know favor's in your house tonight.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said, where the favor of the Lord is, there will be no lack. There will be plenty of good. Hallelujah in Jesus' mighty name. What is that you need tonight? What is that you want God to do for you on tonight? He said, favor's in the house. Amen. Favor, there's no lack. There's no want. Amen. He said, obtain favor from the Lord. So that let me know that God is favor us tonight because he opened the door for us to speak his word to his people. Amen. Amen. thank you, Lord, for your favor tonight. We pray for your favor, Lord God. Father, we know that favor comes from you and not from man. But your word did say, according to Luke 2:52, you give favor, God give us favor with him and with man. When we get your favor, you'll prove us, and man will prove that we are sent from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your favor. Psalms 85:10, let's go there. I like to teach from the scripture. How else would you teach? It has to be by the scripture. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Jesus said it this way. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And if it ain't the spirit, it's a lie. So we don't listen to lies, we listen to the truth. Amen? So that's why I go to the scripture so you can lay your eyes on it and see that it is true. Amen? Psalms 85:10. To God be the glory. It says mercy and truth have met together. Where God's mercy is, that's where his truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says they have met together tonight. God's mercy, may I declare to you that God's mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. See, righteousness is God's word. It's God's truth. We are on the breastplate of his righteousness to cover our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
And this, and when the breastplate is covered, we're going to have some peace in the house. And then when we speak God's truth, it's going to spring up out of the earth, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, life, peace, whatever you need. Amen? And it said, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. So when the righteousness is that Jesus himself, he's going to look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord. And then he's going to say, number 12, he says, yes, the Lord will give what is good. See, when righteousness looks down, he's going to give what is good. And our land will yield its increase. I heard the woman of God say she won't wisdom. Get ready. Your house is getting ready to yield increase because you asked for the principal thing. And wisdom will increase you. Wisdom will give you favor. Wisdom will give you promotion. Wisdom will give you life, all life. Wisdom will give you, it will give you all those things. Amen? Amen. Yes, the Lord will give what is good. That is a good thing. Amen. Hey, guess what? And we didn't have to buy it. All we have to do is believe for it. Amen. By faith in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said, when you believe by faith, it's called to you for righteousness. And the Bible said, in righteousness shall look down on him. Yes, the Lord shall give what is good. And our land will yield its increase. Get ready for increase, body believer Christ. Increase is coming to you now. Receive the increase that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footstep our pathway. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you, but I thank God. He gives what is good to his saints. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Acts 2:47. Let's go there. Oh, God is good.
All the time.
Oh, God is good. Acts 2:47. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Acts 2:47. Now, watch this. It says, praising God. That's the first thing you got to do when you hear this word, you got to start praising God. You just can't sit there and don't do nothing. You got to praise, give him glory. That's due to his name as he's speaking to you. Amen? It says, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church. Now, see, the first thing you got to do, you got to praise God. When you praise God, that favor will come in. Amen? And this God will give you favor with him and with man. Amen? And the Lord added to the church. Now, I don't know what you need added to your body tonight. I don't know what you need added to your home tonight. I don't know what you need added to your life tonight. But the Bible says when you begin to praise God, you will have favor with all the people. And the Lord, he said the Lord. He didn't say man. He didn't say religious. He said the Lord. Now his name is Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Let's say what his name is. Jesus would add to the church today to those who are being saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
Guess what? He said he would add. I don't know. Some of you may be praying for a lost son, a lost loved one that's out in the world that went backwards and doing things on the world. They've been trained up in the Lord, but they decided to backslide. But the Lord said he's going to add. He's going to add those. Add me. That means somebody that, it could have been somebody leaving the church, or it could be somebody that God is getting ready to Amen. To God be the glory. Romans 10:1. Brother, this is what Paul said. Brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel that they may be saved. But I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. But they've been ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted to the righteousness of God. But Christ is the end of the law. For righteous is everyone who believes. What did he say? He said they're trying to establish their own righteousness. It's going to be the righteousness of God, and the righteousness of God is truth. It's truth. T-R-U-E-T-H, truth. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. And he said we need God's truth to praise him. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Write that down. John 16:13. Let's go there. Because we're going to see what the teachers say. We in school. We in Jesus' school. Not Moses, but Jesus. Amen. He's the teacher. And we've been instructed tonight in the way we should go and the way we should live and the way we should walk before the Lord. Amen? John 16:13. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just excited about as you are because God is really who he said he is.
Yes.
He has proved himself to me more and more and more over and over again. Oh, yes, he has. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. John 16. Praise you, Jesus. John 16:13. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. John 16:13. You got it? Amen. However, when he, the Spirit of truth has come, can I declare to you tonight that the Spirit of truth has come? He will guide you. What's going to guide you? It's going to be God's truth that guides you, not a lie. That's why the Bible says, David says, the man that I follow got to be a just man, rooted in the fear of God. He got to be a man of truth. He can't be a man of lie. He can't deceive and deceive the people. He got to be a man of truth. He got to stand in truth. He got to stand in righteousness. He got to declare truth to God's people.
That's right.
And that's the only way that you're going to give God the glory and honor by singing his praise. And singing his praise is declaring his truth. Amen to his people. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. Are you still there, Dr. Hunter? For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Now, that's what I'm saying. When truth speaks, he will not speak on his own authority, the Holy Ghost, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
Amen.
See, that's why we got to speak truth. Because when we speak truth, that's why we'll be able to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen? We'll be able to hear. And he's going to tell us things to come because he said he'd do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophet. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I don't want God to do nothing without telling me because I want to know everything that's going on. Because guess what? We in the world, but we're not out of the world. We got to hear what the truth of the Lord is saying in these last days because our life is on faith. Our life is on the line. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God be the glory.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To the saints. Amen. John 4:24. Let's go there. John 4:24. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is spirit, And those who worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and truth.
Amen.
Now, Jesus said the word that he speaks, they're spirit.
Amen.
So therefore, when we speak God's word, it becomes spirit to us. Life on your flesh is straight on your bone. You ain't got no life on your flesh is straight on your bone because you ain't been speaking God's spirit. You ain't been speaking his word. The word brings life to your flesh.
Amen.
Where we can behold his glory. I'm going to go there in a minute. John 1 and 14, write that down. It says, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Listen, we got to worship God with his truth.
That's right.
If you do anything else besides outside truth, it's a lie. And God don't accept lies. Matter of fact, they can't even enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? You forbid it. To eat the forbidden fruit. That's lie. That's deception. That's falsehood. We don't listen to falsehood. Woman, man of God, God, ear gate and eye gate, your mouth gate and nose gate. Because everything that's out there ain't God.
Right.
I don't care what kind of church they got talking about. This is the Goodwill Church. This is Hollywood Church. This is whatever church they call themselves to be. If it ain't true for you to get out of it, run for your life. Flee. Flee for your life in the name of Jesus. Because it's a lie. And the lie will send you straight to hell. You don't want to go to hell. Turn around. Put it to the power to save you. Spell not. Turn around. Number one, John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the word. He's speaking to you tonight. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. That was made. In him was life. He said in him, in truth. His own, and his own did not receive him. Oh,
I had to mute that line because I have to obey God. I've asked for the prayer line to be prayed tonight, and the delivery was given by her as requested. And so I'm on the line, and I'm asking because there is much prayer out there that's needed for a lot of people. I will say to you that listen to me and hear me on the radio. The time has come. I don't know a thing but God and his word. I live by it. I dine by it. I pray by it. I wake up by it. I'm here to do one thing and one thing only, to bring all to God. But I will have to say this with love and kindness. This was a night that God had appointed to have prayer. God has some prayer warriors out there that need our prayer. Not because of what I think of somebody else, but God has us. We got some people out there that need a prayer by us tonight. Not how much knowledge we have, but we need to have prayer for them tonight. Some people are hurting right now. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. So if you're listening, and I got them on mute, I want you to know the call is about prayer. And that's what God gave me today while I was in the hospital today. When God has, in Houston, Texas, 4.32 million people, and in this particular hospital, there are people there that need prayer. And God pointed out to me, and I'm just doing what God has told me to do. And God has given me the availability to do what needs to be done. If I don't obey, I'm as worse as someone who has a heart that is just as rough and just like dung. It won't listen to God. And so I send word to us that believe. Tonight is the night. We still got time to get this prayer line in. In other words, they taught me from the old day of praying. When one finishes, you start praying. When another pray, you finish. As the Holy Spirit unctions you, fall into line. Because it's getting rough. Don't you believe it? You ain't seen what I done seen. Because when I grew up, I'm 68. I don't mind telling you. When I grew up, we didn't have no bread. We didn't have no bread. And some of y'all are not that old. We had no bread. Didn't have no shoes. We had to eat a piece of bread, some beans for the next day. You think it's rough now? It's time for us to say that we got prayer. Pray one for another. So I'm going to open the line back up, and let's get back in prayer.
Amen. That's right.
Too much is at stake tonight. Too much is at stake tonight. Too much is at stake, beloved. Too much is at stake. Too much. I'm seeing people in the hospital. God says, speak life to those who come to the hospital, went out to the mortuary. Speak. He said, hey, they before their time. God has given us the power to do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. God has said, and I'm telling you what I know. You're talking to a man who was dead 3 years ago, but God raised him up. And I'm here to tell you what God wants. It ain't what Willie Hunter wants. I have to give in. I have to give out. Because I have to do what God says. And God loves you, all of us on this line. God has a great call on a lady's life. Tonight he had me to call. God has a life, but he wants us to open up. Let the fullness of the Holy Ghost flow through all of us tonight. Somebody in the hospital in Texas, when God showed me Texas being on fire, I said, oh, my Lord. He said, you and those who believe can stop this fire. We ain't got to let nobody put us down. We're sons of God. We have the same right that Jesus gave us. So I say to you with love and kindness, let us be on one accord in prayer. I'll sing it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus tonight. Once again, we come before you. And, Father, we just speak words that become life. Somebody needs to live tonight. Some woman is walking the street as a prostitute. Some woman is walking the street as a liar. Some woman is walking the street and not unconcerned, but think they're having a good time. Father, the world we live in does not love us. The enemy is our enemy. But, Father, we pray for our sisters and brothers who are out there because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight wherever we are, Father, from point to point, from point to point. Somebody in these 50 states of the United States of America, and God can only use one person. God said, is there one that can believe me? We need the Abrahamic attitude. Abraham. Ask a question, and we need to ask the question to this world. Is you serving one God, more God, no gods, or what? Because the world is going crazy. You're seeing men going with men. You're seeing women going with women. You're seeing the little children killing each other. You're seeing them get on the radio and on the television talking crazy. Got a little child cursing, use all kind of words. So we are held responsibility. And when God puts it on my heart to move, I have to move the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Move, mountain. And I'm speaking tonight in the name of Jesus Christ and command that the mountain be removed. Somebody right there in Hempstead, Father. Somebody right there in Hempstead. Somebody's healing right now. Somebody's healing in Houston. Somebody's healing in Prairie View. Somebody's doing in Galveston. Somebody's doing over there, Father. Right now in New York. In New Jersey, somebody right now, Father, somebody needs it right now because your word is powerful. Your word, Jesus, you see it. He said, if you believe you have eternal life, search the scriptures. We must put the scriptures upon each other, one upon another, A, B, C. We must see and know what God has said. God is not a dumb God that he does. God loves order. God loves order. When where there is no order, God does not prevail. And Father, I just want to thank you tonight for everything you have done tonight. And I believe right now, Father, we've just repented of what we've done. You've forgiven us. And we just ask you that this line was full of fire, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost. And Father, I know you will let me walk. Lest you have let me walk with a man 109 years old, and the anointing you gave to me, and the anointing, not his anointing, but the anointing of Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisqabu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Blessed One, Jehovah, the name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit came and overshadowed, Father, and I saw the Holy Spirit in my life. And I say tonight, because we're going to do what God has done, because God is doing it, we don't know when the hour has come. We're not living that last hour. Some folks are in the book of Revelation. We don't know. We might be in the last chapter of Revelation. But I know this, the Bible says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And I don't want to be left. I want my reward. I want my reward. Father, somebody, some little child this day didn't have food in their stomach. Will you look and have mercy upon someone who's passing by and give somebody a lifting hand? Oh, Holy Father, because I remember growing up when I didn't have food, but my mother kept praying. And I believe tonight, Father, some mother out there is praying right now. Somebody's calling on the name of God. Somebody's calling on the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, you have the right. You have the right to invade my life. You have a right. I've given you that royal right to invade my thinking, to invade my understanding, whether it's misright, to invade me, to make me what you would have me to be and not what I desire. In Bryan, Texas, I got sisters and brothers down there. Don't know the Lord. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them. When I was there, Father, and I'm calling on you right now in the name of Jesus, let the fullness of your Holy Spirit roll. Let it roll that fire. Let it roll that fire. I want to see people get out of wheelchairs. I want to see those in the hospital go band be laid on them. They sit up, they get up, they walk out in the name of Jesus. I want to see those who ride in the roads crazy will slow down and let the Holy Spirit lead them and guide them. I want to see it happen right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just call fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire be on them in the name of Jesus. And right now, hukosha, meme yosako, iko de sande sikicha, lore baba sokoho, siriota, lambe kukoko sho. Bless my house in the name of Jesus. Everything that's come against my house is a liar. We take authority over the Father in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the thing in the name of Jesus, because you, Jesus, have given us that right. You've given us that authority. And I want to thank you tonight, hallelujah, for all that you have done for us, even for the president, even for the congressman, even for that governor up there in New Jersey. I pray for him, Father. I pray for him. I pray, Father. We don't want to be cutters. We want to be healers. We want to walk like you said, Father. And, Father, you letting us know. You step back to the land. We see this. We see fire. We see frozenness. We see the water turn into frozenness. We see things happening. Because the question is being asked, where is God? Our God is here. Where are his children? Are we saying it? Are we afraid? Are we trying to push him back? I want to push him to the front. And, Father, I ask you tonight to have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, Father. Have mercy upon me. Father, I pray for Hazel. I pray for Hazel that you have invested in her. You've invested in her, Father. The enemy trying to destroy her, but we're standing steadfast with her. Not only her, but there are others who are standing, who names are given, but we're just standing there, Father, believing what your word says. Your word says. And God said there are sometimes too many in prayer. It's only take but 3 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10. We can move mountains, speak to the mountains, the command is to go. That mountain with the disease, fussing and fighting, husbands and wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, dispounded in the name of Jesus. And Father, we take authority over these people in Houston, and we command in the name of Jesus. We expel the enemy, and we call him a liar. We declare and decree that it's gone in Jesus' name. And Father, we're not trying to lift up this one or that one. We're trying to push up a name of Jesus. My name is a big name. It's a Son of God. It's a name, the Son of God. And he is in me. He lives in me. And I ask you tonight, Father, call blessing to be upon every one of my sisters and brothers on the phone and those who are listening to us, Father, around the world. Have mercy upon us, Father. Let us know that we know our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because, Father, in heaven, there is no sickness or disease, no lying, cheating, backbiting, so we want it here on the earth realm. Well, you said in your word, Father, in Luke chapter 24, verse 22, and you said, now I will give you a kingdom as my Father gave you a kingdom. And you, Jesus, gave us a kingdom. You said that we can sit at your table. Hallelujah. And when we have a kingdom is beyond understanding. But we have a kingdom. But we can sit at your table and judge. And right now, Father, we just want to get down there and do the work. We know that they're following us. They're hungry. We want to just speak in our faith factor and just call the bread to multiply. Call the money to multiply. Whoosh. Oh, glory to God. Call multiplication. Call it. You called Peter, and Peter became that man. You called the Apostle Paul. He became that man. You're calling us in this hour. It's us this hour. Not what we have, but what you've given us. You said, what do you have in your hand? What we have in our hand, God said, I will use it. You will use it. We want to give it to you. We want to bless it to you. Give it to you, Father. Want you to put your blessing on it. We want to pass it out. And the blessing that somebody is needing right now across America from California to New York to Florida, all over America needs you right now. Have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Fire. Fire in the belly. Fire in the belly. Fire up that belly so rivers of living water. Fire. Fire. Fire, fire in the bellies, fire shall flow out like living water. You spoke it. It said it'd be like a river of fire. It's like a flood. It's flooding, Father. And I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you tonight. I thank you for what you're doing tonight. I thank you for your people, not me, but I thank you for my beloved. I thank you, Father, because I love them. I know they love me, and Father, we ask you tonight to just let the fire down upon our hands, put the healing in our hands, because you, Jesus, you say it. Speak the word. We speak the word. We speak the word. We speak the word. We speak the word. Healing upon somebody. Forgiveness upon somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That young boy is moving off into the wrong mood to think he's a woman. We can be helping him right now to become a true and divine man. That young boy out there in Mississippi, where the doctor went in, Father, and cascaded it. But we asking you for the power of the anointing to go out there in California right now to where that young lady is. And you know that she's dead, but we believe your word. Your word, she is healed. Your word says she is healed. Your word says she is healed. And just as that woman went to Jesus, he's dead by now. He's dead by now, but I can tell you what the word says. He's not dead, but he's just sleeping. He called and said, Lazarus, come forth. And we call, Kashi, come forth in the name of Jesus. come to us in the name of Jesus. And we take our faith to the next level. We take it to the next level. All the things that are destroying in him, we take authority over right now. We release all the gold that's there, all the silver that's there. It belongs to the righteous. We declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. For you have given us new armor. You put us on a new armor. You put us on the breastplate. You put us on the shield. You've given us a sword. We've given us a, with our feet. And you said we must fight the good fight of faith, and we just press in. We press and we declare and we decree this night your word to be, your word to be, your word. If your word came in, Father, oh, Shande, Sikora Sa, Lady Baba Popoya. And Father, in him should I just take the charge of the pastors who they are not preaching the word of God, that they be removed, set aside until they come to know the realness of the word. For the word is L-I-F-E, life. The word is L-I-F-E, life. Life in the word. Word in the life. For Jesus, you said, I have come that they might have life. And you said, Father, in your word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And you said, and the word, and the word, and the word became, and the word became flesh. And the word, because Sunday, he shook up about Siki, and the word, W-O-R-D, became thumb, became finger, became toenail, became ear, became a nostril, hallelujah. It became flesh. It became flesh and walked amongst us, the brethren said. Hallelujah. And what show up, I thank you for the anointing that's flowing in my house. I thank you for the joy that's in my heart. I thank you for what you're doing tonight. And Father, he shook oh cha. Ba miko ya data. Ila leboria tu koria sata. Ila miki hosha. Ila le bibiota tototosa. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You said you've given us the power to touch and agree. And all things are possible. And then, Father, you showed us how that when the men went down there and Jesus said, we have no money for the taxes, he told us to go to the fish and take the fish out of there. That's faith factor. That's when we do what God said. When we don't have it, we go and speak to the money. Money appeals because it's the angels that are there delivering it for us because they were sent by God for us. They're ministering spirit to us. And we take our authority this night and we declare, we're not broke, we're rich. We're not poor, we're rich. We're not dead, we're alive. Because God we serve, the God we serve, we live in new houses. We have new cars to drive. But we're not showing out because we want to live like Susha. Live our city of that time. Like Kosha Kilala Bapapa So, Olande Kosa. Live our city of Lambe Kosa. Speak the word to them tonight, Father. Burn that fire in their heart tonight. Let all of the body, the heart be cleaned out, the lungs, hallelujah, the kidneys, let it be cleaned out, the intestines, hallelujah, the inner parts, let it be cleaned out, Father. Let that be 100% cleanness, and let the Holy Ghost flow like it's never been flowed tonight. Let them, while they go to sleep tonight, they will wake up and find out that there was a great call on their life. Not because Willie Hunter said it, because you, God, has instructed me to not only help but across the nation. There is a move of God. There is a move of God. It's not about me. It's about the name that's above every name. That name that God say, this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. We want to hear you, Holy Father, through your son, Jesus. Speak a word to us tonight, Father. Speak a word tonight. Speak a word. Somebody y'all know there in Hilton is pregnant right now and wants to abort a child. But you have the right to declare and decree that child shall live. That child shall live. That child shall live in the name of Jesus. Somebody's on their way to the hospital, but in the dead room. You got to go there and lay hands on it. Like I have lay hands on it, and God will use you. I'm not concerned about what your mother, brother, father, wife, sister, mother. But what God has told you to do, what God has told you to do, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Because you heard what the woman said to her husband Job. Why don't you just go ahead and curse God? He said, you don't have to go through all this. But he said, you sigh. The love was still there to that woman. He said, you sound like a crazy woman. And I want to say to the men, stop it and let's hear what your wives have to say. God is using them. God used that woman named Esther. He used her. He used her. She said, my king, I'm not angry, but I'm just displeased. That's how my people are being troubled. You make a decree, it is a decree. When God, when God makes a decree through us, he is a decree that cannot be broken. And when we make a decree tonight that we will stand in unification with God, by God, through God, the more you want to just lay back the written word and speak the realness of the supernatural word, the more you're going to see God do wonders and movements in you. It's not how much knowledge Willie Hunter has, but it's a faith factor. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by faith, and faith cometh by hearing. How do I hear the word? By speaking the word. Speaking the word. Speaking the word. I shall live and not die. And declare the goodness of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But as for me in this house, we're going to serve the Lord. And, Father, those who are listening across the land right now and those who are there and everywhere, we declare and decree tonight that we shall live. We want to wake up with a new appetite. It's called righteousness. We want to wake up with a new understanding. It's called blessing. We want to wake up with a new thinking. It's called knowledge. We want to thank you for everything. But it's you, Father, in your word, you said, you have chosen us. You have chosen us to sit in high places. And sitting in those high places, a place with Jesus Christ, when we sit in high places, it's because God has ordained us. He has given us. We don't have to bow. We don't have to bend. Stand. We have the power to stop the nuclear bomb. That's the kind of power God has given us. But it calls us to walk up through that faith. Take God at his word as I have. Take God at his word as I have. I've taken God at his word. And the more I walk this thing, the more I see it. They tell me, you sick, but you ain't walking. I said, no, but God said to me, he said, remember when they asked Jesus, said, who did sin come upon this woman of the family? And Jesus said, to none, but that the glory of God might be seen. What God has allowed to happen to me, that the glory of God will be seen in me. It means I submit, I commit, I give it all that I have to God.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There comes some fire. Fire upon somebody right now. Fire upon somebody right now. Fire, Father. Fire. Fire. Fire upon Shande. Upon fire. Somebody right now. And Louisiana is getting the healing right now. Somebody seeing is getting the healing right now. Yes, Lord, you show us across the nation. Oh, show us, Father. America's the last hard place where we can stand with Israel. We stand with Israel, our brother. We fight the faith with him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because they're the first called. And we know that you love them, Father. For your Bible say, he that loveth Israel will not slumber, not sleep. We know you won't go to sleep. And no matter what's going on in Israel right now, it's happening in America. But we must stand firm. We got to stand up right and declare and decree the word of God. We got to preach it. We got to teach it. We got to live. We got to walk humble. We got to stay so submissive to God. We submit ourselves to God. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, this is the confidence that I have, that when I call on him, he hears me. Why? Because I know he knows that I'm doing his will. And God's going to answer me. He's answering us. Hallelujah. He's answering us. Hallelujah. He's answering us. Hallelujah. But he wants us. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Woo! Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody say yay. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I want to thank you. Somebody got a prayer to go through. Go ahead. Somebody go ahead. Go on. Oh, Sha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, God has put the power in your hand. Somebody's giving you the tongue to praise, to call on it. Somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got people in these wheelchairs in Houston. We got more people with cans with kidney stones. And I said, Lord, what's wrong? He said, no, don't ask me. He said, you ask yourself, why are you letting it happen? We are letting it happen. We. Because we got to stand before God. See, when we were born and when we gave our life to Jesus Christ, we were judged at Calvary. Nobody can judge you again because whatever they say, all your sins have been forgiven. But Jesus going to ask the question. It's in the book. He says, since you have received me in your possession, what have you done? What have you done? I want to say, Lord, I went out, I saw the blind, I saw the lame, I saw those not help, I saw them get up, I even raised the dead. Father, he said, not good enough. Well, I said, what is it, Father? Because you didn't know me. I need to know you better. We need to know him better. Hallelujah. Yeah. We need to know him better. Visit us tonight, Holy Spirit. Visit us. Visit us. Hallelujah. Visit us individually and collectively. Father, we cry out to you tonight because without you, nothing can happen. You're the only one. You're sitting on the pinnacle of heaven right now. And you're looking down on us. And we don't want you to say, look at the, and the devil is saying, look at those crybabies down there. They ain't got no power. He's a lie. We have the power of Jesus Christ to destroy everything that the enemy has done. And every weapon that's placed against us, God has given us the right to use the weapon of love, the weapon of peace, the weapon of understanding. Satan cannot defend against the weapons of peace. He cannot defend against the weapons of love. When we use the right weapons, he cannot destroy what God is doing in us and through us. But the hour has come for us to know that we know. And I want to speak a word to you in the name of Yeshua HaShemahayatata. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we cry out to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Solomon came before and the prayers were offered and the people began to praise you because of so much anointing, the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory overpowered them. They fell out as they were dead. And that's what we want, Father, after much prayer together, that we just fall out in the spirit. Hallelujah. On Sunday, see, show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody tell the Father how much you love him. Tell him how much you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Take a thought over that noise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're such a good Father. You're a blessed Father. You're a merciful Father. Hallelujah. When Abraham decided to take his only son, but his heart was set before you because Abraham knew, Father, that if he would kill his son, you would raise it. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. Not the Abrahamic covenant, but the covenant of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Father, I lay my life down. You pick it up. And the agreement was between God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. When God's Son laid his life down for all of us, he didn't die for one. He died for all, black and white, rich and poor, red and yellow. He died for all. For all. That's what the Bible says. He died for all. And because he died for us, he got up for all of us. So we have to go and reach and tell the untold, the time is ours. The time is ours. Don't worry about your money. Don't worry about your car because it's going to start flowing to you. Don't get stingy. Keep your hands open, your heart open. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. And that's how you know. That's how they know because the Bible says, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be below, above and not beneath because God said it. He says, I'm going to make sure you're rich. I'm going to make sure because I have a covenant with the fathers. And because we are under that covenant still through Jesus Christ, God said it. God said he's going to do it. And I'm believing right now on this radio station, believing God, yes. Somebody tonight, Father. Yes. Oh, yes. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. You got to have a prayer life before God. You got to do as was told of me when I was 9 years old. You got to have a prayer life before God. You got to have a prayer life before God. You got to spend time with Him. You got to be in prayer with Him. You got to say, you got to say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I adore you. See, because the enemy don't want that in your, see, out of your mouth flows the word when you speak the word. Jesus. Can you see it coming out? No. Jesus. But the devil sees it because this is spiritual. Jesus said these words I speak are spiritual. And we must start loving God through Jesus Christ. We must start obeying God through Jesus Christ. Not putting each other down, but picking each other up. I love that sister in Hempstead. I love that sister and brother in Hempstead. I love them. I love them. I'm not putting them down. I'm going to let everybody else put them down. I love them because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He didn't put a name. He said his son, his name is above every name. And I know we read the Bible, but we come in, woo, shop, up, top, top, woo, fire of the Holy Ghost is moving. Yes, Lord. Somebody, the Holy Ghost is moving on fire. Let it go, somebody. Don't let it hold on to you. Let it flow through you. Let it flow through your three layers of skin. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. There's a fire up on you right now. Release it and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Fire. 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 Father, I just speak the words. Now send the word, fire, upon every house tonight. Fire. Yes, Lord, fire. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hario Sosota. Lo Baba Sikiria Soka. Wonder Sikiya. Do de Bichi Do. The word of the Lord came unto us true and with purity. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your word is alive. Your word has power. Your word next door, around the street, in the same house. Your word. It's your word, Father. It's your word, Father. It's your word. And I promise, Father, we'll get to prayer. And I thank you. Go back to our sister. And I pray for Hazel. I pray that you will, that the angel, because you said in Psalm 91, he that abideth under the protection of the Almighty, all glory to God. Because when he spreads his wings up, he covers us. But you said later on, you said you give your angels charge to watch over us, that no evil shall befall us. So the devil can't do us no wrong. We was under the old covenant, but under the new covenant. Because God has given us the power and the authority. And I speak to you tonight, my beloved. I speak to you tonight to tell you there is a God that is above every God. And he is a true and living God. Even Jesus Christ spoke it in the book of Psalms. He said, before the world was, I was there. Before God spoke it, I was there. Before the world be among him, I was there. Jesus was there, so we cannot denounce it. He was there. In the beginning, God was there. In the beginning, God was there. In the beginning, God was there. And God so loves us. He's using us at this hour, in this quiet hour, to do something that's going to call this world not to understand. And I'm here to tell you what they're going to say. Well, when did this happen? Say, I don't know what it happened when it happened. That's all. They said, you want some of it? If they want something, lay hands on them and let the and let the fire, oh glory, fall on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Father, I just declare and decree when we come down there to Hempstead, we've already opened up the portals and we have declared because the angels on assignment and they have paved the way for us to follow, not according to the Satan movement, but you have pardoned us a way to come in. And we declare and decree through Sister the Dr. DeLoca that you will use her and the others that you put us together because your word is true. When I spoke to her in faith, she accepted in faith. And we're moving by faith, not what we think, but what we believe your word is saying. And we want to thank you, Father. You have chosen us. You chose us before the foundation of this world. We were there. You chose us. We're here. And, Father, we're going to fight the good fight. But there are many who are dying. Listen, 85 years old up, moving on. 95 years old, moving on. 1 year old is moving on. Some haven't even been born, moving on. See, God is still God. But he wants us to have a voice. We have a voice. Let's use it in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you so much tonight. What you've done for me and through me. When I couldn't do it, you did it. I couldn't walk today, but you got it so. You're the one, not me. But you know, Father, I love you for the anointing you have given. And I speak to all hospitals in the United States that that will let life come forth in the name of Jesus. We just set our time to watch from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6 in prayer. Because at night, no man goes to work. But during the day, we fight the fight of faith. He was in prayer. Oh, he was in prayer for those disciples. Because he taught them, we studied him, he's teaching us. And I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you would just teach me not to be a fool, but be a foolish man for the love of Jesus Christ. I love you, Father. I love you. I adore you. I thank you for my son. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for my daughter-in-law. I thank you for my son-in-law. I thank you for my grandson. I thank you for my grandson that's on his way. And I pray this day in the name of Jesus, it'll be because of thy mother, Martha, when she received my seed and brought him into the world. We spoke she We just believe, Father, that we shall live until that time. Jesus, you said, I am he who was. I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Whoa. And then, Father, we just come tonight, we just praying for the lost. Somebody's lost behind the bars. Somebody's in the jail cell. Somebody's on death row right now. You had me, Father, when I was a young man down there in Louisiana, go to death row. Prayed a man was on a death row, but he gave his life to Jesus Christ. And because he gave his life to Jesus Christ, he's now with you, Father, because I believe it. The lost, Father, lost from the salvation. But we pray that they will see and hear. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. Mm.
Amen. Mm. Fire. 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 Take no thought for tonight. Tonight's past and gone. Let's look to tomorrow for the greater work. The greater work is to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doctor. Go ahead, Dr. McClellan. Go ahead. Mm.
Oh, thank you for that prayer, Dr. Honnold. Everybody needs prayer this time and hour. We just thank God. We give God the glory. We just pray and ask the Lord to open blind eyes. We ask the Lord to heal those that are sick. Send his word in the nursing homes, the hospitals, and those who need a spiritual healing mostly, dear Lord God. Let people be healed, delivered, and set free, Father, out of bondage, dear Lord God. We just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we all come in agreement, dear Lord God, on these things, Father, asking for their deliverance, dear Lord God. In Jesus' name, dear Lord, we all repent, dear Lord, asking you, Lord, forgive us for not doing what you have called us to do at the moment that you call us to do it, dear Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, when we got off track, dear Lord God. Father, we ask that you forgive us, dear Lord God, and, Lord, set us on track, dear Lord God, that we may do a greater work for you, Father. Nothing
yes,
for us, dear Lord God, but for you,
so
Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 My beloved brothers and sisters, I will say to you, I can stay in prayer all night long. Will you stay with me in prayer all night long? That's something we have to live up to. We have to pray up to that step by step, because that's what God wants us to be. Amen.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Say something? Yes. I preach. How you doing, preacher man? Mm. Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, all sickness does not lead to death. And God said that if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, God said he will hear from heaven. And he will heal their land.
Amen. Amen.
So,
Amen.
The only way healing is going to take place is something that his people going to have to do.
Amen.
They going to have to.
We're going to have to pray. And pray.
Pray. And seek his face. And turn from their wicked ways. And then God say he will hear from heaven. And he will and he will hear them in.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, right now I pray, Father, that all of your people who are called by your name, that they will honor themselves.
Yes,
pray. Pray. And seek your face, Lord. And turn, Lord, from their wicked ways, Father, so they could be healed. They could be healed from oppression. They could be healed from depression. They could be healed from sickness and diseases. They could be healed from infirmities. They could be healed from alcohol, crack, cocaine, Father. They could be healed from AIDS.
Yes, Lord.
Father, combine your stripes, Father, we are healed.
Yes,
from all sickness and all diseases. Father, I thank you right now, Father, for redeeming us from the curse pronounced by the law. Oh, Father, I thank you right now for taking our infirmities in your own body on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, that we might be healed and live a righteous life in you, Father.
Yes, Father.
But, Father, you did, Father, say that the just shall live by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you right now, Father.
Father.
I thank you. I bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your name, Father, and we thank you for all your benefits.
Yes, Father.
We thank you for all your anointing.
Yes, Lord.
All your power.
Yes, Lord.
For your power, your anointing, remove burden and destroy yours.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, I thank you right now, Father. Because, Father, you said you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Father, you said if my people who are called by my name, if they will honor themselves and pray and seek your face and seek you where you might be found, Father, you will hear from heaven and forgive their sins.
Yes,
Father, I pray right now, Father, that you bring every need to repentance right now so they can be healed, Father, so they can be set free, Father, from captivity and from bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
You ain't got to tell everybody you see. let something between be between you and God. Because sometimes people can't hold what you got to tell them. Because they don't understand where you're coming from. They're telling them, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Can we pray together? That's when you release the power that's in you up on them. And the enemy can't do that because it has submitted through that body.
Amen.
When it submits through that body, that's when we take authority. Woo! Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. And it takes us time to say, Lord, I want to keep the mind. The Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also.
Yes.
The mind of Jesus was a mind of humility, a mind of obedience, a mind that was forthright. And whatever God said, he did it. Jesus said himself. He says, if Father don't say it, I don't say it. If the Father don't do it, I don't do it. And I love you to tell you, if God don't say it by the Holy Spirit, don't you say it. Sometimes I have thought about these years, it's best to be quiet and thought a fool than to speak up and rule all doubt. Amen? Amen. The Lord has been the Lord has been so merciful to us tonight. So merciful, so loving to us, so loving kindness to us tonight. And I hope and pray tonight that God has taken you to another height in the universe where he can show you to look out over. See, if you get up early in the morning, you can hear God talking to the angels. Go down there and see those people in Houston. See the doctor. See that young lady. See Bennett, Bridget, her husband. See them and give them what they want. But they have to search for it. See, search the scriptures. That's what God wants. We don't have to be poor. I'm not poor. I'm rich. My father's son became poor that I might become rich in righteousness. And it seems because he just showed me how to speak it into life. Hallelujah to him. To him.
Amen.
See, I know this much that God wants to take the month of February all over Houston. We're going to start a fire.
Amen.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. You stay on the Lord. There's a fire started already. Somebody already is calling me. And I said, well, yeah, you know what they heard. That's what they heard. They want to know what? No, I ain't telling you what we're going to do. See, you don't tell anyone what you're going to do. You're going to bushwhack it, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise God. See, you don't tell everybody what you're going to do. Just do it.
That's
right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I love you, Lord. See, between us, we can have some fun in the Holy Spirit. God give us stuff to have lost about.
Amen.
See, a hog ain't gonna do nothing but a dog ain't gonna do nothing but say, us, 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 us. He ain't gonna be looking for nothing but some more flop. And while he's walking out, you can knock him out. Can hear him all.
Amen.
But I want you to know with love and kindness, God has said he's given himself back to us.
Amen.
But it's by faith. It belongs to us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It belongs to us. The bank's there, you own them. Just walk by and saw that bank belongs. They just watching on that bank for me.
Amen.
You just tell everybody, they going to say, oh, that woman crazy. They tell you what you just said, but you say, Father said, that's my bank. That's where they got my money stored up. That man went crazy down there. That woman went crazy. No, they have it. They say what God said. The gold and the silver, what? I want it. See, we are not going to get starved in the last hour. God's not going to leave that for us. So don't even get worried about that.
Amen. That's right.
When the time comes, God's going to snatch us out. But we got to be ready.
Amen.
Got to be ready.
Yeah.
When Jesus came to the mount with the women, and he said the words to them. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. I don't have no silver and gold, but such as I have, I give it to you. I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I got the Holy Ghost. You want it? Do 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 you want it? Well, you can have it.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Plug in the Holy Ghost or whatever. You can have it. And you ain't got to get you no fifth of wine. You can get your fifth of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And you women, every woman up there is praying, every woman that's pregnant and planning on getting pregnant, you start to say, I love your sister, give her a hug, and just pray for that womb that it be fruitful and not destructive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you men say, I love your brother. Pray that that seed will be sanctified and holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got 16 more minutes. Anybody else got something to say? See how good time goes by?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Almost 3 hours we've been on there. But we were lifting up the name of Jesus. Anybody got any words to say out there? Cross the land, through the land, by the land, in the land, speak. I forever hold your peace.
Dr. Hunter, I was blessed tonight by the prayers. I was encouraged, and I was strengthened. And where strength is, God's peace. And I thank God for his peace that's resting on my heart now. I thank God.
Amen.
For you, Dr. Hunter.
Amen.
I thank God because you obeyed the voice of the Lord. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it.
Amen.
And I heard some wisdom, and the Lord said, do not speak unless I'm releasing the word. I heard that.
Amen.
I thank you for
Amen.
That, Dr. Hunter. For most of all, I give God all the glory for it. May the Lord bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom. Amen. But I will tell you, woman of God, yes, go ahead.
It was kind of a miscommunication. What happened was the Lord came and told me that you want me to speak a word. I didn't know it was for prayer night. If I had known, then we could have spoke, but I didn't know. But I'm just here. I just want to be used by God. Whatever he says, that's what I want to do. And I thank God for
well,
permission because I don't know, you know. So I just thank God.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably my fault because I fully developing it to her. But I was so excited. Can you know you're in the hospital where there's 4,000 people live in Houston? This woman is in charge of a lot of things. And the enemy was attacking her. And God said, stand right here and go in the office and speak to her. And I did exactly what God did. That's when God, I called my prayer partner. The prayer partner said, call Bridget. I said, I obey. See, I listen when God speaks to somebody and tells me something to do. If it's of God, I'm going to do it. If it ain't with God, I'm throwing it outside. It's horrible. You know what a horse cut kick you. You throw it out, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, God is so good. God is so good. Now, y'all know about cow cakes, don't you? You know about cow cakes, don't you?
Cow who?
Yep. Yeah, you know what a cow cake is. You know
cow
what that
cake.
Is. You're a country person. You're up there from Hempstead, up from Bryan.
So
and when
cow,
they got lines in it, yeah, you throw it out. The
oh,
word of God
oh.
has full of flavor.
We call it manure up here.
I was trying to give you a new word. That's all I was trying to do was give you a new word.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, I tell you this. Go ahead and close it out, sister.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this night, dear Lord God. I thank you for allowing us to come together again, dear Lord God, in unity. Father, we thank you, even though that might have been a little distraction, dear Lord God, or we may have gotten it wrong trying to do your will, Father, but as you lead us and guide us and bless us to go forth, Lord, we'll do as you call. Father, and I, as we close this up tonight, Lord, we pray that someone receive the word, dear Lord God. And, Lord, most of all, we pray that our eyes and their eyes have been opened and our hearts, dear Lord God, that we may receive the words that you have spoken tonight. And, Lord, if there be any, dear Lord God, that don't know you, dear Lord God, we pray that they become to know you, Father. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got a prayer before we say we love you? Amen.
I know that God is still good. He's merciful. And God has not turned his hand on us. God still loves us. And
Amen.
Why he still loves us? Because he's God.
Amen.
And the rise of the sun, the setting of the sun, he's still God. No matter what nobody says, God is still God.
Amen.
It looks like it may not act like it, but God is still God. They're saying, well, why did this happen? No, God's not letting all this stuff happen. It's because we who believe are not doing anything. And God wants to use us. I'm ready for God. I am ready. I say to you, get ready. After we get ready to come to him, said, get ready. And I will see you and I will talk to you and let you know, because what God is going to do through us, by us, nobody's going to be able to stand, because what God has done. God is doing. See the context. Is now. Somebody tomorrow in Hempstead is going to get touched by the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to have to leave that wine bottle, have to leave that drugs alone. Somebody's going to have to leave. You're going to be there and stand by somebody's head to the hospital. All you got to do is say, Father, I touch this one in the name of Jesus. I know you got the power tonight. I know you got the power, because God so loves you. And God loves you so. You know why I know he loves you? Because he loved me. He loves me. And I'm no better than you, because I was nothing but sin. But he washed me. He washed me thoroughly. When I was a thug, when I used to smoke drugs and drink bad whiskey and bad this and bad that, stole, shot at, been shot at. But God say, I got your back. Say, I got your back. Because a lot of us, hallelujah, because God loves us, hallelujah, amen. Somebody's got a word from the Lord. Yes, somebody's got a word from the Lord. Speak it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good job. Got it. Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. I love you. I want to thank you to the people in Philadelphia, to the people in New Jersey, Florida, from coast to coast, from corner to corner, who listened with us tonight but didn't come online. We want to thank you, because we're making a move and we're not ashamed.
Amen.
We're not ashamed what going through us. We want you to know we love you. And they've given you phone numbers to call. You want prayer. And you can do it. It ain't about me. It's about the body of Christ. Because somebody needs to know. You're on your way to hell. If you're on your way to heaven, still on heaven road. But if you're on the way to hell, we got to help you out of there. We're going to send you a rope down there. If you catch them, we're going to pull you out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen.
Remember these words. I love you. I love you.
Amen.
I love you, and I thank God. Amen.
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 Ain't nothing you can do about it until it's the time. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. What are they doing? He said,